Chapter 4. The Forest.
Elizabeth.
Liz startled into the air, looking for the voice. Somehow it seemed oddly familiar, but she couldn't see anyone.
Julius?
Liz asked, groaning.
What happened?
She looked around. No sign of him. She was alone in what seemed to be a forest. She looked around.
A forest?
Elizabeth.
It was the same calming and soothing voice as before.
What? Who are you? And where are you?
Liz yelled, confused.
The hell I'm there.
This thing?
She looked down at her chest.
I don't understand anything anymore. These last 2 days have just been pure chaos.
I know. Just listen to me carefully. Look around, Elizabeth. This overworldly forest is named Karenia. It existed since the beginning of all time. But a horrible force is threatening to destroy it all.
Liz mustered her surroundings. Thousands of trees bewildering the ground, which seemed to consist of a mix between earth and rocks. The heaven was yellow goldish, the sun mixing up with the clouds. In the midst of the forest, a single pathway was straying through the red and green leaves, looking comforting and peaceful.
Karenia and your world are deeply intertwined. Once this forest dies, your world dies. And that's happening right now. This forest is dying. Look again.
As she looked more closely, she could make out traces of ashes on the ground, slowly gasping at the trunks. The black ashes seemed to burn away, the lively green brown killing everything in the process. Then she realized that she couldn't hear any birds singing, nor see any other living creatures.
But what has this to do with me? How did I turn invisible? Who even are you?
You were chosen to save us. Don't worry. You will find all your answers.
And how do we stop this force? The one destroying this place?
Look at your chest.
Liz looked down. The necklace was dangling there with every step she took.
It's all pure gold. You must find a second piece.
There's a second necklace, and with both of them we kill this thing? Well, where is it then?
No, and you are not ready yet.
Well then, help me get ready. I just want this all to
Liz
stop.
Liz yelled.
I never asked for any of this. You should have chosen someone else.
Fair enough. So follow the path.
Angrily, Liz stomped her way down the forest path.
Where are we going?
Look there. That big rock on the left. Go there.
You didn't answer the question about why I can't see myself.
Because you don't trust yourself. Now go.
What do you mean?
No answer. Annoyed, Liz walked towards the rock. It didn't seem to fit into the rest of the forest. It was big and took up the habitat of trees, overtowering even them. But even weirder was the wooden door sticking to it.
Open the door,
the calming voice said.
You saying that doesn't make it seem any more safe. I hope you realize that. But whatever. Nothing can surprise me anymore after everything I've been through.
She approached the door, grabbing for the knob. As soon as she opened the door, white and golden light shined into her eyes, making her feel all dizzy. She ignored it and stepped through.
Alice, I'll find you. You can't hide from me. You know that.
A good-looking man, probably in his 20s, was wandering around the forest, closely watching every corner and tree. Birds were singing, butterflies were swinging around, trying to avoid the course of swirling ladybugs. Butterflies were also in the stomach of an early adult Alice, who was currently hiding behind a big rock, out of sight from her boyfriend. She giggled to herself. She knew that her hiding place was way too obvious, but she also knew that because of the same reason he wouldn't look for her there. She just knew him too well. After a while, he finally found her.
Why the hell would you be there? There are 1,000 trees in this forest, and you chose the only big rock around here.
Alice laughed at him.
Just admit, you're bad at hide and seek.
The man grinned.
Whatever, man. At least I didn't burn the muffins.
She made a playful, angry face.
What does that have to do with this?
Liz was standing in front of the door, trying to open it once again. It was locked.
What did I see in there? Alice, that's my grandma. She was here too? If my grandma had been here before, maybe she is here now again, but that still doesn't explain the fire and everything else.
Alice spread out of the blanket on the meadow, gently covering the green grass. Meanwhile, her boyfriend was sorting the food containers, thinking hardly about where to put what.
Ah, just put it somewhere,
Alice said.
It's really not a big deal.
Yeah, but...
He looked into her eyes.
I want this to be special.
Her heart started heavily beating as he said that. Nervously, she rubbed her belly button. Her round tummy was protected by a yellow dress full of red, blue, white flowers printed onto it. A golden heirloom with engraved jewels hanging around her neck. She could feel small feet kicking against it.
Alice, Grandma. She was pregnant with my mom.
A sudden and horrifying realization came to Liz's mind.
Was that Grandpa? Is that how he died? It wasn't a fire, was it? And you were there too.
The necklace stayed silent. After a while, it answered, sounding a bit sad.
So follow the path. You must find the second piece, Elizabeth.
Liz paused, trying to understand what she had found out.
I have to find Julius somewhere. Is he also here?
After a while, she continued her trip.